This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you take a look at some of their videos from the trade deadline that they put out, it's very clear to me that Lindy Ruff has a very big voice in that organization. So the fact that it looks like he's coming back, it looks to me like Terry Pegula really believes in Lindy Ruff, and he seems secure. I think there's going to be changes in the front office of the Sabres. I'm curious to see how it's all going to work with Adams, but I do think at the very least, some of the staff around him will be out. And he will change it. Does that mean Adams changes his title at all? I don't know. That front office will have some kind of a new look next year.
Okay, so that's Elliot Friedman on his 32 thoughts. Good stuff right there that we'll be digesting. And I'm sure that these decisions, any changes that are made, you know, it's not going to be too long. You have a lot of business you have to get to over the next little while here when it comes to the Sabres and the NHL. Paul Hamilton joins me right now on the Western Hotline. Sabres had their locker clean-out days on Friday and Saturday. Heard from players. Also heard a joint press conference with Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff. And Paul, Kevin was asked specifically about this report, about what Elliot Friedman said. And his response was, "I have not talked to Terry Pegula as of now." And that's fair. I totally get that. But just judging by the way he answered, judging by what he said, what sense do you get about any appetite for changing anything with Kevin Adams? And by the way, good morning and happy belated Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter. And yeah, he also was asked, what assurances have you had that you will be the GM, you know, in the next year? And he said the same thing. He went back to that he still has meetings with Terry Pegula, and you know, those will be coming up, I'm sure, fairly soon. I mean, he could be on his way down to South Florida right now to have those meetings. You don't want this thing to go too long before you've talked about. And there's just no way in the world they can just roll back everything, whether it's and I asked him the first question of the press conference, are there going to be changes in the hockey department or on the coaching staff? And he again said, you know, they haven't gotten that far yet, or, you know, he still has to talk to Lindy and Terry Pegula and those types of things. So, but there's really no way the fans have an appetite where you can just come back with everybody. And nobody, there's no changes whatsoever. I mean, you have regressed three straight seasons. How can you not change anything? You know, how can you come back with the same coaching staff? How can you come back with the same people in the hockey department? It's failing. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. It's failing. It's not working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be still one of the worst teams in the National Hockey League 5 years into your tenure. So, you know, they have to do something. There has to be some types of changes around there, whether it's, you know, Kevin Adams. You know, it's not going to be Lindy Ruff. I think we can be fairly rest assured, unless Lindy Ruff were to resign, and it doesn't sound like he's even close to that. So I don't think it's going to be that, but something has to be done as far as changing the pattern of what they're doing here.
Here's the quote from Kevin Adams. I'm certainly sure he'll be asking me, meaning Terry Pegula, a lot of hard questions about why we are where we are and where do we go from here. All right, so really it comes down to, and I agree with you, changes will be made, but it comes down to if Terry Pegula feels that Kevin Adams should retain the title of general manager. If he feels that is not the case, would you get the sense that it would simply be a shifting of Kevin Adams somewhere in the organization, or would it be completely starting over and he's out and we're bringing in an entirely new GM or maybe even president of hockey ops? I know that's never happened before and we've talked about that, but how do you think, what range of possibilities do you think we have here, Paul?
Well, to me, Kevin Adams doesn't need another boss. If you don't think he's capable of doing his job and needs another boss, then fire him. Then he's not capable of doing his job. That's the way I look at it. I always feel your best hockey man should be your general manager who answers to the owner. I don't think you need to add more bosses. If you don't think Kevin Adams is doing a good enough job, why are you moving him? You don't need him. I mean, move him to where? You don't move him in above the general manager. That, to me, is worse than what you've got going mm-hmm. right now. I don't understand that option, quite honestly. I don't know why you would do that option unless you're just going to move him to be a scout because you got to pay him. That would be the only thing I could figure out. But, and with Terry Pegula, as you all know, we don't know. He changes his mind. I mean, to me, if after these meetings that Kevin Adams is no longer your general manager, then what have you been doing? Why did you let Kevin Adams change the core of your team at the trade deadline? Why did you let Kevin Adams sit with every single player and tell him what he needs to do to be better next year, at these meetings with the players this past weekend? I don't understand. If that was your plan, why you would have let him do all these things. But he changes his mind. He changed his mind on Jason Botterill in less than a month after they told the media that he's staying, and he could change his mind on Kevin. Right now, he could be sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I'm going to keep Kevin Adams as the GM, and then Kevin Adams could get there, and he might have changed his mind by then. That's just the way he rolls. So, he's very inconsistent in his thinking. I think he thinks one thing one day and one thing the next, and sometimes it depends what day you catch him on, whether you're going to keep your job or not.
Paul's appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. You heard from players as well. I got to tell you, Paul, I mean, obviously, I'm not down there every day like I am in the Bills locker room, but man, Jason Zucker is great to listen to. Mm-hmm. I could listen to him talk all day. He was really, really good, and you've obviously had a front row seat to that all year, but just on Zucker and some of the comments he made about where this team is and how... What I thought was very interesting was, hey, he spoke from a perspective of, I know how you guys in the media see things, but here's how it seems from inside the locker room and where we are and what we need to do.
Yeah. The only thing, being a veteran of the NHL for so long, how he basically said to the media, well, I know you guys are fans too. And I'm like, what? Excuse me?
Well, you're a fan of hockey.
I'm a fan of hockey, but I'm there to cover a hockey team. I'm not, that was the only thing that kind of surprised me, that a guy who's been in the league that long would say something like that. But other than that, yeah, he, as he said, hope is not a strategy, and he said it differently than I just did. But, we have rules on the air.
Yeah. And I think we bleeped it out when we played the sound. There you go.
But he's right. It's not. And you can't, like the goaltending. To me, if you bring back Lukanen and Levi, it could work fantastically. They both could be great next year. But you're hoping. And I just don't think that's – I don't know what they're going to do with their goaltending, because I don't think – I agree. Hope is not a strategy. And hoping the two young goaltenders, that one or both, are going to, take the bull by the horns, I think is very dangerous when you're trying to make the playoffs. He's been excellent for Yuri Kulik. You know, I get to see the two of them interact in the locker room, which sometimes is hilarious. But, you know, watching when they were on the same line, every time they came off the ice, Jason Zucker was talking to him. Every time. You know, and you know, Kulik told Kevin Adams that you know, he's the best guy he's ever met. You know, he's the guy that really has helped him, you know, come into the NHL and be comfortable and, you know, what to do and those types of things. And that you need that in the locker room. And that's the thing. I want to stress, not everything Kevin Adams has done has been bad. And, you know, signing Zucker, I think, was a great move. At the time, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders, go, yeah, whatever. And then it turned to be more than a lot more than, yeah, whatever. You know, and you know, the trade for McLeod, I think, was an excellent trade. So it's not like everything he has done has been bad, but he just hasn't been able to finish the job. But Zucker, I think, was an excellent move, and I think it was an excellent move to get him signed up for two more years.
Speaking of McLeod, anything that you took away from what Adam said about their pending free agents, including Ryan McLeod, Jack Quinn, J.J. Paterka, Bo Byram, and Devin Levi?
No, he was being very vague. The only one he talked about is, who's not a free agent yet, is Alex Tuch, that he is a priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can start.
They can talk July 1st, right? I'm sorry.
Correct.
Go ahead. You had that.
Yeah, they can start negotiating with him July 1st. And even if they come to a contract extension, that would not kick in until next year. This year, he is still under contract under the old deal. And then whatever the cap amount would be for next year at age 30 is, you know, what would kick in then. So he has one more year of a very, very reasonable contract, a very team-friendly contract. And then, but Adams did say he's a priority. I asked him specifically about Byram, and he said, you know, we need to sit down with Bo and his agent and go over things. And you know, he was about as cryptic about it as Bo Byram was. So Bo Byram finally said, yes, he likes it here and would be open to a long-term deal. He finally got there when he did his interview. So, you know, he didn't say that's what he absolutely wants, but he said he's open to it and he's enjoyed his time here. So we'll see, again, where that goes. As far as, you know, a guy like Jack Quinn or Devin Levi, I think basically we're talking about, here's your qualifying offer, take it, let's move on with that. I don't think either one of them should be in line for long-term contracts right now. J.J. Paterka, of course, has had a 28 and a 27 goal season back-to-back. He's better in his own zone as an overall player, you know, and I think that might be a question. Kevin Adams might go to Lindy Ruff and say, how do you see J.J. Paterka? Do you see him as a long-term solution? Do you see him as a winning hockey player? Do you see him as a piece that should be part of the pieces to become a winning hockey team? So, you know, that would be something that maybe he and Lindy Ruff would talk about, you know, as far as, you know, where J.J. Paterka is at and where they feel his trajectory will go as a hockey player. McLeod, I think, did an excellent job as a two-way hockey player. His upside came to be, at which they hoped it would be, on the offensive side, a 20-goal scorer this year. So I think he has become an important part of this team. He can win faceoffs for you and does, a good penalty killer. And I think he's just what they thought they were getting and maybe even a little bit more.
Anything we learned about injuries to Owen Power, Josh Norris, or anyone else?
Well, they, you know, Owen Power talked, and he seemed rather relieved that he's not going to have surgery. He's in about 2 months' worth of rehab, so he was pretty happy about that. He said, I know it looked like maybe the ankle got hurt too. If you watch the replay, he goes, it did not. The ankle's fine. And, you know, even when he walked in with the crutches, he didn't walk in like you normally would with crutches. He almost was using them for balance, so that's it. You know, he was still kind of walking on the knee. So it's unfortunate because, you know, I think, you know, he needed a full off season in the gym and to make him better. But he did say, look, I can still work on my upper body. He said while he's rehabbing. So he said there are things he can still do in his off ice training program because he said, that's what Lindy Ruff told him. You know, he needs to get stronger, you know, and that's the thing they've been working on with him. And he understands what he needs to be a better hockey player. But some of that he can still do, even though he's going to be involved in knee rehab.
And then finally, Paul, just your thoughts around the league. Rangers fire Peter Laviolette and former Sabres player and coach Phil Housley as well. Very disappointing season, obviously, for the Rangers. Chris Drury appears, though, is keeping his job.
Yeah, Peter Laviolette, you know, it seems to just wear out his welcome. Somebody has said to me, should they let Ruff go and bring him in here? And he might produce a playoff team right away. That's kind of what he does. And maybe there's nothing wrong with that. But he wears out his welcome before, you know, he did win one Stanley Cup, but before he can get the job done. And so, no, it didn't surprise me at all. Somebody, you know, said to me, you know, well, look at, you know, Sabres get Kevin Adams, but, you know, Rangers get Chris Drury and the Flyers get Daniel Briere. And I'm scratching my head going, yeah, they did. But, guys, Chris Drury and Daniel Briere right now are not having real good success either. You know, let's not sit there and anoint them into the General Manager's Hall of Fame. Well, there isn't that, but I'm just making it up before, you know, they even do anything. So, you know, it's going to be a tough ride for them. And I'm sure Chris Drury is on the hot seat, too, just like Kevin Adams is to, you know, turn that operation around with the New York Rangers, because they went from a very good team, a contender, right down to one of the bottom feeders in one season.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. We haven't touched playoffs at all, but I'll ask you, do you have a favorite you like out of the East or the West, you know, to get there to do it?
Well, you know, you don't want to disrespect the Florida Panthers. They are the defending champions, and, you know, they have a very tough matchup with Tampa Bay going in. You know, I know what Toronto has done over the years in the playoffs, but Stolarz, if Stolarz plays the way he is capable of playing, Toronto's now a contender. That's been their problem the whole time. They never could get decent goaltending. I missed this the other day. Mike Harrington said it, that Stolarz has three consecutive shutouts in Buffalo with three different teams. I didn't realize that when he shut the Sabres out with Toronto.
Wow.
That his last three games in Buffalo were shutouts, and they were with three different teams, with Toronto, Florida, and Anaheim. So, and look at what Toronto did to address their goaltending. Look at the career numbers for Stolarz. They're very good. So they went out and got him for $5 million for 2 years, over $5 million over 2 years. You know, so they're paying him like $2.5 million a season, and look at the season he's had for them, and he possibly, if he continues having that kind of season, could win them a Stanley Cup. That's how they went out and addressed things. You know, they looked and said, you know, this guy's been a really good goalie along the way. He just hasn't been able to find a home. Let's see if he'll come here and give him a home. Well, maybe Kevin Adams should have thought about that too, you know, giving him a home. And, again, that's an experience. As you know, it's like, well, we got our guys. We've been developing Devin Levi and Lukanen, so we're really not going to look elsewhere. And I've asked him now, you know, from a comfort standpoint, I asked both men, from a comfort standpoint, you have to win next year. Can you be comfortable? I understand that Devin Levi is an AHL All-Star. I understand that last year, you know, the year before this past one that we just played, that Lukanen had some of the best numbers in the National Hockey League. I get it. But can you be comfortable in a season where you have to win, having those two youngsters come in and be your goaltenders? And they both said they, you know, they could be. You know, Lindy stood up for Lukanen saying, we don't play well enough in front of him. He goes, I believe in him. And Adam said if that were the case, that the two of them, he'd be very comfortable with them being the goaltender. I would not be. That could turn out very, very well. Both guys could come out and find their way and be great goaltenders. But if I'm in a situation like they are where they have to win, there's no way I would be comfortable coming into the season with those two as the goaltenders. Although Adams did say if he sees an opportunity to upgrade the position, he would do it.
Got to run, Paul. Way late. Thanks for today. We'll catch up soon.
No problem. Take care.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come right back here. We'll wrap up this segment. We'll get to Fran Duffy in the 11 a.m. hour on the NFL Draft.